In the first year that podcasting really kind of got its form, a lot of us still didn't fully grasp the whole RSS feed audio file enclosure thing. And then iTunes jumped on the wagon. And there was this whole thing about how the RSS feed that iTunes demanded had all these weird tags in it, and a lot of people really had to struggle to get their feed corrected so that it would show up in the iTunes the way it was supposed to. Well, I wasn't one of them. Welcome to the sixth episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app? Feeder. Be sure to keep listening because we'll be giving away three licenses for this application and a promo code. We're really throwing it out now. As always, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be clicked on in the artwork window in iTunes. So be sure to check that out. Okay, so let's start this show with some listener feedback from the previous episode. And the feedback this week is from Jim Schwartz, and he has some feedback on High Priority. Namely, he has another potential enhancement. He would like to see that you would have the ability to select to-do items from one specific calendar to be included or not included in the High Priority list. Why didn't I came up with that also? But that was a very good tip, Jim, and perhaps you never know that the developer will change it. Okay, now on to the application of this episode called Feeder. It's an application for creating, editing, and publishing RSS feeds. Whether it's a news feed for your site or a podcast, Feeder truly makes it very, very simple to create an RSS feed. Current version is 1.35 universal binary. It's created by Reinvented Software. You can find out more about the application at www.reinventedsoftware.com or just click the link in the iTunes artwork window. Why do I use this application? And beware, I really bought this application. I use it all the time. As a true Neat Little Mac Apps fan, I saw myself confronted with a tedious task of overwriting my own RSS feeds for my podcast. You can check that out at the very first podcast I ever made, podguides.net. Do check it out. It's a bit sleeping at this moment, but it's a nice site. So I went on the web and it appeared that practically the whole podcast community, at that time, podcasters mainly were Mac people. Don't ask me why. It were a lot of Mac people. And the whole community was quite unanimous about this one RSS creating app, and that was Feeder. So I went ahead and bought it. I had my feed up in no time. And what was more is that when iTunes came along and added those bizarre tags, Feeder was probably the first to provide a clean, simple and handy iTunes integration. And it wasn't just that one time. I remember when the new iTunes categories came out, that I think the day after or something like that, he added that also to the application. So very good support for this program. Very good and quick response on changes in the RSS world. Okay, so how does this work? Well, I won't be running along the preference panel this time. We'll have a really hands-on explanation. When you open the application, you will have three panels. On the left side of the left panel will mainly show your feeds. So if you have multiple feeds, that's where you'll see them and you can select them, and that means that you'll be working on that feed. The middle panel I'll leave behind for the moment. I'll discuss it later on. I'll go to the right panel first, and that's where you really change all the settings and options for a specific feed. So if you go to the right panel, you'll see that it has three subdivisions. The first one is standard, meaning there you will put all the standard information for that specific feed that you clicked in the left panel, such as the feed title, what's the website link, give a little description of the feed, what's the manager, the language, any metadata that you can give that feed, you can give it there. The image, which categories it should go under. You can even say that you can put in skip hours and days, meaning that if your client supports this, it will automatically not check the feed on that specific day that you put here in your feed. The second subdivision of the right panel will be the extensions subdivision, and this is it has mainly two big extensions. The first one are the iTunes extensions. Now, this is really for the podcasters amongst us. It really is handy. You can put in all the specific tags iTunes needs. For example, also your image, the author, also the categories. So it's overlapping here a bit. You can give a subtitle and an iTunes summary. And this is what I find really cool about this. You can click iTunes preview and then you will see how your feed will look in iTunes visually. Very cool, very cool. Of course, you also can add iTunes information such as keywords, the owner's email. You can put in also if it needs to be blocked for the iTunes Music Store for whatever reason. And you can add style sheets. That's a different extension. And then the third part of the right panel will be the settings. And this is really general info, such as really technical, more technical info, such as what does the feed URL have to be? What will be the file name of this feed? What will be your publishing settings? For example, what FTP server will you use? Oh, by the way, it runs both on FTP as .mac, for example. It works also with .mac. This is also cool, you can add ping services. For example, I have my feed also on FeedBurner, and so I can click, I can select FeedBurner, and each time that I will update my feed, it will automatically ping FeedBurner, meaning it will give FeedBurner a sign so that FeedBurner goes to recheck my feed and looks, oh, hey, there's something new, and it will update automatically. And not only FeedBurner, but also iTunes, Odeo, Syndicate, Technorati, you name it, everything that is feed-related services, you will find them in there. So that's the right panel. All the settings are there. That just leaves us with the main stuff, the middle panel, and that's where you're adding your items. Okay, so if the previous explanation was a little bit tacky, this part is really easy. What do? You click new item, you fill in title, article link, publication date, or you can have the publication date be filled in automatically. So that means that when you save it, it will be that publication link date. And you can add iTunes author, duration, URL for the enclosure. This is really for podcasting because I selected a template. I'll come back to templates later on. This is a podcast template. So I'll be enclosing an MP3 file. And this is the fun part. You can just go and choose the MP3 file and it will automatically put in the iTunes duration, the URL, and the type of the file, the length. And then you just have to fill in the description, the iTunes subtitle and the summary, and you click save. Now, if you go to your main window again and you click publish, it will put your feed on the web. You really need to check out the screenshots. It's a 3-panel window and it's all there. It really is there. Now, I realize a lot of people will be saying, well, hey, for podcasting, there are tons of neat little Mac apps out there who do just that specifically for podcasting. And my answer is yes. You're right. There are applications who make it a little bit easier to create your podcast feed. But keep in mind, this isn't just for podcasting. This application can do every kind of RSS feed. So if, for example, you're making a site and it includes a podcast feed, but you also want a different, let's say, a blog kind of feed, you can do it with this. And you can do it because you will have multiple templates. For example, you have a news template. This template is really suited for news items. You have, of course, the iTunes template. You have a general podcasting template or a specific iTunes podcasting template, or you can create your own templates. So the possibilities are endless. It is a superb app. It's really user-friendly. I really like it. I mean, it helped me starting with podcasting, and it's still here, it's still updated, it's very neat. Yeah, I really, it's a very cool app. Perhaps I'm a bit emotional about this because it really was the first thing I really bought when I started podcasting, and it has been here ever since and doing a great job. Okay, you will probably hear a slight change in audio here. That's because I forgot to include the developer tip in the original recordings, and I'm adding it now at home. So what would my tip be? Well, actually, there is one feature I would really like in this application. Now, if I go too far with this, just let me know. That includes you, Mr. Developer. The feature I would really like is some sort of due date, meaning that at each item, I can add a kind of due date, meaning at this date, you have to air. Now, how would that work, actually? Well, you would have some sort of preference in the feeder preferences panel that would ask you, would you like to use the due date option? And that would allow feeder to run as a daemon, you know, like run the whole time, but without the graphical user interface. So you would create your items. For example, let's say I want to make a photo blog. I have 20 pictures and I want each week that one of my items automatically gets posted. So I create all 20 items at once, I fill in the text, etc., and I put in due dates. After that, I just close up feeder when I have selected, of course, that feeder can use the due date option, and I would just leave the computer on. Now, of course, this wouldn't be a G5 tower you would leave on. It would be some, let's say, a Mac Mini would be great for this. You just leave the computer on. And at specific times, when it's close to getting to the due date for an item, it would upload the RSS feed and add only that item for that specific due date in the feed. So each time it will add a new item to the feed, upload it, and you would have only that item available online. So sort of, I guess it's like the future casting in Libsyn, but at an application level. Now I know it's a bit difficult, you don't have the online programming that would do it for you without having to have one machine running all the time, but it would, I think it's doable, I think it's nice, and for people who like RSS creation, not really for podcasting, although I am going to move soon, so it would be great if I would be able to record one episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast and not having to worry to have to upload it. Unfortunately, I have to add a lot of things at the site, so I can't really do that. It would make no sense for me, because I would have to update the site also, and to automatically do that, that's a bit difficult in Rapid Weaver. So be sure to check it out, Feeder, and we'll of course be giving you some goodies, meaning that you will be able to win a license for this application. Now, what do you have to do for the license? You can send a mail, and that will be a mail within the subject, feeder_NLMA. feeder_NLMA, or just click the link in the iTunes window. The people who have already took part in a contest of mine know the drill. You just mail it to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com, and then I'll have my nearly 3-year-old daughter now pick the winner. We also have a promo code for this application, and the promo code here will give you $10 off. So the application normally is $29.95, so you'll be able to buy this for $19.95. So Steve Harris, developer, was so kind to give a $10 discount. And all you have to do is go buy the application and fill in the promo code NLMAFEED, all in one word, NLMAFEED. Which reminds me, the winner of last contest, that means the winner who will be getting a license for High Priority, is Alex Cahiz. Now, I know the name is correct, Alex. I hope the name is pronounced correct, Alex Cahiz. So you'll be getting a serial number at the email address that you used to take part in the contest. Okay, so that's it for this podcast. As always, be sure to go and check the archives where you can leave comments and stuff at the site www.neatlittlemacapps.com. Be sure to check the show notes pages. Listeners, if you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you're a developer who thinks his own app is great, be sure to let me know about it. I'll gladly give it a shot, and perhaps, you never know, it gets into the show. So mail me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com, or just use the feedback form on this site. Listeners can also use the mail address or feedback to leave their normal feedback on the show. Be sure to check out the Neat Little Mac Apps webshop. I know I haven't sold a thing, perhaps you're just not interested, but give me some feedback. What's wrong with it? Is it cool? Is it not? Or is it just too expensive? I know, I'm still waiting for my first t-shirt and mug to arrive with the Neat Little Mac Apps logo. I'm very etchy when it comes to the people who come and deliver the mail, just to check if they brought the package, but apparently I still haven't got it. Of course, it has to be sent from America to Europe, so that will give some delay. I mustn't forget to credit the music for this podcast. The music is from the British band Dark Horse. Track name is Starting Over. It's the instrumental version. And you can find out more about this band at music.podshow.com. As always, just check the artwork window of iTunes and click links there. You'll be directed to where you have to be. Okay, that's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.